Welcome to Backdoor Cover, a sports podcast about sports. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Register.
Ooh, first. What's up, Ross?
Yeah, first, like,
and Dylan Shiver.
He switches it up.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Billy. How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good. Lots of sports to get into today. It's going to be fun. We have a gambling-worthy golf tournament approaching this weekend.
Yeah, it's a major. The last major of the year.
You must gamble on all majors, said the Lord.
Bare minimum.
My friends and I, we do a draft. We pick players.
That's what most people
snake
do.
Snake draft.
Yeah.
Like a snake draft.
Snake draft.
So like the last person, the first round, last person goes first. In the
second
round.
We do like the tiered where there's like tier one. There's like, you know, 15 players in that. And it's like the 15 best, most favored to win. And then the next tier. And you pick five guys and then lowest score every day minus highest score. Some shit. I don't know.
We pick eight guys and four of your guys have to make the cut in order for you to advance to Saturday.
That's hard.
And then usually four of your guys will make the cut. And then
but you can pick the same guys
score,
as other people?
It's the lowest combined score. No. No, you no.
Oh.
It's like
so if you pick somebody, well anyway.
It's fun as hell.
Shit is complicated gambling on golf.
It's fun.
But it is fun. I like doing the daily matchups. But I like just picking at random basically. No real facts or information.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like you put two guys against each other, you're saying?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like who's going to have the lower round?
Right. But there's usually like a spread.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, really?
It'll be like Spieth minus 1.5 strokes on whoever the fuck he's.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm into that.
Rory is favored 7-1 to win this thing. Apparently he owns Quail Hollow.
He's playing. He pisses on this course, basically.
He has like two
That's
lowest
good.
Rounds.
Good for him.
He pulls his dick out on every hole.
He's shot a 61 and 62 last few years at the Wells Fargo.
Nobody says that about me and any golf course.
No, you're pretty awful.
Thanks.
Your swing is a disgrace to the game.
Okay.
No offense.
All right. None taken. Spieth is 8-1. Hideki is 11-1. DJ
coming fresh off the win.
Ricky, Rahm, Koepka,
Thomas. JT at 40-1 is good play. Charlie Hoffman, he's been around. He's been a top 10 guy last like
400 tournaments. Why don't
you
just bet Charlie to finish top 10? Do you
he's
have to due. Bet him to win?
He doesn't have the stones to win it, though.
No. No, he doesn't.
He always falls apart on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is he becoming like new Cooch? He's starting to hit his peak at 40, though.
You can't be new Cooch when Cooch is still Cooch.
Cooch is peak Cooch.
Yeah. He's peak Cooch right now. Just finished second.
Do you take a flyer on John Daly at 750-1?
Why is Daly allowed to play in this?
Because he won. He's won a PGA Championship.
He should, out of respect for the game,
he gets to play for life.
He's a trash human.
Speaking of which, buy John Daly shirts at rowdygentleman.com. Using the code BACKDOOR.
Great human.
Great guy. John Daly, 750-1. Incredible odds.
Scratch trash human from the record.
Yeah. Great.
Dylan.
Cigarette smoking, 9 in the morning at Hooters.
You know he knows he is.
Type of dude. Yeah, he knows who he is. He knows what he is.
He's self-aware.
Sure.
Micah?
I have a great story about the awesome John Daly t-shirts we sell on rowdygentleman.com. I don't even know if they're still in stock. But
they're probably not.
There's one that says legend. And it has four photos of John Daly. One, he's on a jet ski. A couple other, he's on the golf course. One, he's just smoking a heater. Anyway, my dad, or Brad Key, helped me and my old man, helped me move some stuff for my old man last week. And my dad saw the shirt and he goes, "Is that Guy Fieri on the back of your shirt?"
Oh no.
And
well, it's not Guy
Fieri.
It's actually John Daly.
For shame.
Thanks, Steve.
We have at least two John Daly shirts still on rowdygentleman.com. One of them is him on the back of a jet ski, and it's pretty incredible. And the other one is him with a hardcore mullet, like early days John Daly, and an American flag bandana wrapped around that thing, and it just says, "Hit it hard."
Get 10% off those shirts with the code BACKDOOR.
Why would you want to hit it soft? I might take a flyer on Daly. Shock the world. Let's go all in on John Daly this fucking last major of the year.
He is a winner this year on the Champions Tour.
He did. He won a tournament.
Yeah.
Much but. to the
chagrin of Bernhard Langer.
Thank you.
Who somehow wins every week on the Champions Tour.
Chagrin.
Maybe
chagrin,
the most dominant athlete of all time, Bernhard Langer on the Champions Tour.
I was going to say to the chagrin of the PGA in general because I think they were like, God damn it, not this guy again.
Well, he pops up twice a year, the British Open and PGA.
It's supposed to rain all week out at Quail Hollow, which is great because that's what you want when you're playing golf. It should just get shit on.
Yeah,
by the clouds.
I'm seeing it's very swampy atmosphere. People are sinking into the fairways.
Where is this place?
North Carolina.
Man, never been. Heard it's a good state though.
Raise your shirt up, or raise your hands up. How's it go?
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off.
Swing it around your head like a helicopter.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck.
Yeah. Or just raise your shirt up and show your nipples. That's the new version.
North Carolina.
Remix.
Go on and raise it.
First in Flight.
That's just the worst attempt at a song. What?
It wasn't a great song.
Is that
song.
What their state motto is? First in Flight?
Yeah, dude.
Are the Wright brothers from there?
They're not from there, but they...
Orville and Wilbur.
They developed Flight in North Carolina.
Well, that's just something... They should probably get something new to be proud of.
True pioneers, though.
Fucking over. Like, that was so long ago.
That's a pretty serious invention there, yeah. Ross.
Eh. Not a big airplane guy.
I'm still waiting on teleportation.
Yeah, this is shit.
Yeah, six hours of cross country too much.
Yeah, that sucks.
Needs to be shorter.
We could do better.
Speaking of airplanes.
Elon Musk, it's all up to him at this point.
Jake.
Dude can't even get a rocket into space.
That's the only person we have to rely on anymore is Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's single-handedly changing everything.
10 years ago, we had Steve Jobs and John Wayne, and now we have
John Wayne,
Elon Musk, and no
10
hope.
Years ago, John Wayne?
No, I'm just talking. <The fuck? laughs> Speaking of John Wayne, the Dolphins signed Jay Cutler for $10 million.
Thank God.
For 1 year. Yeah, thank God is right, dude.
I need him in my life.
It's not the same without Jay. And I'm really looking forward to Miami fans just hating this guy. Maybe he comes out and crushes it.
Yeah, maybe.
We're just going all in on shit athletes that people want to see smoking cigarettes, like smoking Jay Cutler and John Daly.
I never thought Cutler was that bad. I think he's middle of the pack.
I think he's pretty...
Oh, he's terrible.
I mean, I like Cutler as a quarterback more than most people do.
I do, too. I think he's the top 20 in the league now. So, like,
I would argue, I would agree with that. I mean, I still am upset the Texans didn't grab him.
Do you want to get into that super generic conversation? Who's your top five quarterback in the NFL?
Not really.
It's really hard, actually.
No, as a Houston guy, I'm not a big fan of quarterbacks or talking about quarterbacks because I don't know what it's like to have one.
With Tommy? I saw Hopkins gave Tommy the nod of confidence.
Yeah, that's...
To be your starter.
That's what's important.
Savage Sean.
Fucking...
Cutler's trash.
He's not trash.
Cutler's not trash.
Because he has a rocket for an arm doesn't make him a good quarterback. He does not have a brain for the position of quarterback.
Well, I think it's more that he doesn't have the personality.
Apathetic.
Yeah, he doesn't care very much.
Controlled by the brain.
But he's, you know what I'm saying? He's not a dumb guy. But no. He seems like a pretty regular
Vanderbilt alum.
Well, I feel like he doesn't really process what's going on in front of him very efficiently.
But I think on purpose, he just doesn't care.
No, he takes
a lot of... Like, after he throws a pick, he's like, rips off the chin strap.
He throws
strap.
Lots of those.
He's got the gunslinger mentality. He's got that Brett Favre,
but
I don't
Favre
care.
But Favre was a winner.
No, he
won a Super Bowl.
You cannot argue that Brett Favre wasn't a winner.
He's lost, too.
It's literally impossible to
argue. I'm just saying, he tries to fit balls in the windows that just aren't there. He doesn't care. He just wants to do it.
Balls. Colin Kaepernick still hasn't been signed. God damn it. Can we just move on from this topic?
Well, he wasn't going to get signed in Miami regardless. He kind of fucked that up with the Fidel Castro shirt.
That's true. It would have been funny, though. I would have liked to see angry Cubans attacking Kaepernick.
I have no problem with him not being signed.
I it's not that I have a problem with him not being signed. I very, very clearly don't. I think he's terrible. He's a trash quarterback. And he's an annoyance.
He's
and
okay.
A distraction.
He's an annoyance and he's
a bad
he has
American.
Baggage and
he
he's troublesome.
Definitely deserves to be in the league, but it's you
he
can't,
doesn't deserve to be in the league.
That's not a thing.
Well,
and also if you don't want to hire somebody, that's your prerogative.
Exactly.
As a team
I'm
owner.
Fine with that. It's and you definitely can't have your girlfriend just like trashing the owner that was about
right.
to sign you.
He has baggage. He's a troublemaker. I respect the hell
I don't
out of
think
him.
He's. I think he's just an idiot.
I respect him. I respect what he did, and you know the equality thing,
sure,
and fighting
whatever.
For it, and making your voice be heard.
Yeah,
it's
that's
awesome.
Great.
But I don't.
But at the same time, like you said, it's the owner's prerogative if they want the guy on their team or not.
And he's definitely not the face of like that fight. Like, he's a buffoon.
He was for a couple weeks before he started to look dumber and dumber by the day. But for a couple weeks, he was pretty much the face of the Black Lives Matter movement in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then other players took it up, took the knee.
It's kind of unfortunate for him that Miami was the team that lost their starting quarterback, because one, Adam Gase, who's their head coach, worked with Jay Cutler when he had his best year.
Right.
So obviously he was going to hire Jay Cutler over Kaepernick anyway. And two, when he wore the Fidel Castro shirt and then couldn't defend it and just looked like a total bozo, on that issue alone, I'm not touching anything else he did.
Well, he doesn't
like
do any
Miami
research.
There was a 0% chance Miami could hire that guy, and that was the team
right.
that lost their quarterback. And so now, you know, you see all the Twitter memes that the NFL is like, oh, Jay Cutler doesn't even want to play. Come play. Colin Kaepernick's on his knee trying to get back in the league. It's a little over the top.
I just don't get how it's such like a hot button issue where every reporter and Twitter argument, and it's just like, what the hell? Like, if he doesn't get hired, he doesn't get hired. Yeah. Why is this some kind of conspiracy?
It's not like the guy threw for 3,500 yards last season. Like, yeah, he was awful.
He went 1-10.
That's what's so weird to me is it's like
16-4. People will throw 16-4 in your face.
If he was even decent in the last couple seasons, then I could see it being some kind of argument, but he hasn't been. It just feels like a waste of time.
He's been serviceable.
No, he's been
awful. No, he hasn't. He's been truly terrible.
He's been really terrible.
He hasn't, though. He had no weapons in San Francisco. He threw 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Like, yeah, he went 1-10, but... But like,
that's the end of the argument.
That's not on him. They were just a truly trash franchise.
And he was a trash quarterback.
1-10, and you don't think the quarterback can carry any of that water?
Oh, he has a little responsibility, but he had nothing. He had no weapons to work with.
In more exciting news, UCLA's Josh Rosen says football and school don't go together, which I tend to agree with. They don't go together. You should get the focus on just football and not go to class. Why do you need an education?
I think they do that. I think they have football classes, especially in North Carolina.
I just think Rosen's bringing a hot, you know, issue to the light here. Why even keep up the facade that these dudes are all going to class and studying, and they're not. Most of them aren't. Certainly not at big schools.
Have you guys watched Last Chance U?
No, it's on my queue.
You haven't season one or season two?
Either season.
You haven't watched it? Have you?
Dylan? Heard it's great though.
No, I have not.
Okay, it's the first season's a lot better than the second season, but it's something you need to watch. Where like
is Rosen on Last Chance U?
No. But the guidance counselor is just like pretty much doing the homework for these kids, like to get them to school. They clearly do not care about their education.
The quote from Rosen is, look, he takes a shot at Alabama in this thing. Look, football and school don't go together. They just don't. Trying to do both is like trying to do two full-time jobs. There are guys who have no business being in school, but they're here because this is the path to the NFL. There's no other way. Then there's the other side that says, raise the SAT eligibility requirements. Okay, raise the SAT requirement at Alabama and see what kind of team they have. You lose athletes, and then the product on the field suffers. Which... I don't think anybody can argue with any of that. If there was an SAT requirement for football players, it would be less entertaining. We'd have less football players.
Is he doing this just a bitch, or is he proposing some kind of change? What's going on?
No, I mean, he has no solution.
He's just bitching?
Oh, no, he's just complaining.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, he hasn't lived up to his own hype. Like, he, coming out of high school, he was a big dick.
Well, he's wrong in the fact that this is not just the path to the NFL. For a lot of these guys, like, they're using football to get a free education so they can actually get, like, a real job after school. And a lot of these kids wouldn't have the opportunity without football. So it's more than just a path to the fucking NFL. That's kind of short-sighted. For some of them, yeah.
I wonder what the percent, like, I know it's real low, like, what the percentage is of college football players that make the NFL.
Oh, it's like 1 or 2, it's like 2%.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then the average NFL career is like 3 years.
Yeah. It's a terrible career path. if you're going to make it that, it's a bad one.
Yeah. It's the worst major sport to get into as an athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
To make, you know.
Then all the CTE stuff that's coming
out. For longevity and career earnings and all that, I'm saying. And yeah, and
the brain
damage.
Medical
issues. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's probably, they should probably get paid a little bit.
Sad.
And it's the sport that makes the most money. the revenue is stupid. And I understand they have big
like
rosters
for the owners
and
the teams. Yeah,
yeah. The rosters are huge, and you got to spread the wealth a lot, and that's part of the reason why the contracts are so low. But it's a shit deal for these guys.
Well, they also just they agreed to a terrible, the Players Association or whatever the fuck it's called in the NFL. Agreed to a terrible deal. It was stupid.
According to the NCAA, 1.5% of college football players end up playing in the NFL.
Yeah, so
they probably skewed that shit up. It's probably like 0.75%. If the NCAA is reporting 1.5%.
Well, you can break the math down pretty easily.
That's like me saying I'm 6'3" and a half. Like I'm 6'2".
And you can't even like have a side hustle when you're playing college football. Like this kid at UCF, the kicker, the kickoff specialist, just got suspended for the year because he was making money off videos. YouTube.
That's kind of neither here nor there.
Because of YouTube videos?
He's making YouTube videos.
Did you see he put out a diss track this morning?
I did not see that.
Against the NCAA.
Same kid?
Well, they told him he would have to stop making these videos if he wanted to keep playing. He's like, nah, I'm not going to keep making videos. So like, okay, well, you can't play now. So they gave him fair warning.
Oh, well, yeah. He must have just judged the two like, well, I'm making $320 a month off YouTube.
Yeah.
And $0 a month off of football, and I'm also not that good, so fuck it, I'm going with YouTube. I respect that decision.
Was he a walk? I assume he wasn't on scholarship, but I don't really know.
His name's Donald De La Haye, and he does have a full NCAA diss track on YouTube. You can check that out. I'm sure it's just the hottest of bars. Fire. It's called Look At Me.
We don't have to play right now, Micah. It's like, that's bad radio.
No, you literally are right now.
You
you're,
hit play.
You're
and
literally
it is actually
playing
in front of us.
Well,
Rosen, Josh Rosen.
I don't have anything else to say about Rosen. I just can't see that. All right, now on to the Pac-12 college football preview.
What a transition! You could just say Josh Rosen, player for UCLA in the Pac-12.
You just did for me.
And let's introduce our new segment. Each week, we're going to go through a college football conference and just give you immediate...
Off the cuff.
Record, what we think of the team, how they're going to do this season.
Record predictions.
No rhyme or reason. Just kind of like you hear the team, what comes to mind?
Well, there's rhyme and reason. We're just not going to explain ourselves. We don't have to explain ourselves to anybody. Much like nobody should have to explain themselves for not signing Colin Kaepernick.
So we're not looking at their actual schedules. We need to say that. That's a huge part of this.
Maybe I'm looking at it. I don't think we need to be specific about what information we have or don't have. We're just making off the cuff picks here.
Right.
And just to be clear, college football starts in 16 days.
Woo!
That's not the opening weekend, but that's the first game. It's in Sydney, Australia.
So I don't know if we're going to get through all the conferences before.
That's 2 weeks.
First game's in Sydney, Australia?
You mean in the two episodes we have
in
between
the
now
episodes
and then?
We have left? I don't know if we're getting through all the conferences.
Who's playing in Sydney, Australia?
Or the Power Five.
It's called the Outback, mate. Where the Roos are. They hop around.
Yeah, they've been playing games in different countries lately.
All right,
UCF played Penn State a few years ago in Ireland.
Ah. I can't do Irish, but I did all right with Australian.
From Ireland.
I don't know.
Just inner Conor McGregor.
Now the Pac-12 college preview. You were fucking.
Who the fuck are you?
The Pac-12 college football preview. First team. What, Micah? God almighty.
It's Stanford versus Rice in Sydney, Australia.
Why don't you just read the team names?
Well, why don't we start with Stanford? What do you guys think about their chances this season?
Stanford, that's a 6-6 team.
I think 7-5. That's 7-5 team.
They're somewhere between 6-6 and 7-5. I'll be the guy that breaks it. I'll go 7-5. David Shaw, always an NFL coach prospect. I don't know why.
Well, he's a fine ball coach. That's why.
Fine ball coach. Kind of fine ball coach.
Kind of just. He's just kind of cashing in on Harbaugh's work.
No, he's a good coach, man.
I don't know who that is.
Coach of Stanford.
Well, no, I get that. I just don't know. I can't picture him in my head.
I can.
Do you? Often?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys think about Cal's chances this season?
Oh, Cal's going to stink.
Yeah, they're going to struggle, man. That's a 4-8 team.
Let's go 3-9.
I'm going to say 7-5.
You don't know shit.
Cal,
you're big 7-5 guy.
7-5. I think Cal's got a strong rushing game. I remember what they looked like when they played Texas last year.
Beast Mode went there, so they got that going for
Beast
them.
Beast Mode went there.
They played Texas two years ago.
I kind of like their uniforms, too.
You know, I do, too.
They played Texas 2 years ago, and they had Jared Goff. So, not the same team. But I like the logic.
Speaking of great uniforms, UCLA.
And our boy, Rosen. He's gonna make
your
that,
boy, dude. Don't speak for me.
He's going to take that leap. And a fan of the show and walk-on, fullback slash linebacker.
Josh Rosen?
No, our boy Rittman.
Shouts to that guy.
He's a fan of all the Grand X podcasts.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hey,
Dan, I'm not impressed by walk-on college football players. Give me a get a scholarship, then we'll talk. You idiot.
He doesn't mean that, Rittman. You're good.
I don't mean that.
Rittman, I do mean that. Get a scholarship, bro.
I never had a scholarship. And I.
That's why no one's impressed by you.
I respect me. I'm going to say 12-0.
Wow.
Oh, that's aggressive.
We got a listener that goes to school there. That's a 12-0 team. That's a national championship team.
They're 7-5.
All right, realistically 6-6. 6-6.
Okay. I think Rosen takes that leap into elite quarterback status this year. I think 8-4 though.
What about USC?
Why are you a believer in Josh Rosen? Because he's loudmouth?
No, because he
has a hot tub in his dorm room?
Because he's a stud in high school, and I think that translates. I think if you have the talent, it'll eventually come out.
I guarantee you he's cranked in that hot tub. Probably more than he's fucked. He's just cranking.
He doesn't have it anymore.
Well, when he did, he was cranking.
All right, USC. USC is winning the Pac-12.
9-3.
No.
8-4.
11-1.
Wow, okay. Aggressive, Dan. ASU, also known as Arizona State University, also known as, is this one in Tempe or the other city?
Tempe.
I get them confused.
No one really knows.
It's just hot chicks everywhere.
Not as hot as Arizona.
ASU has become like a weird little football school where they have some...
No, they stunk last year.
Can any of you name their head coach?
Graham.
First name.
What?
Todd Graham.
There.
So I hit.
Very good.
Good.
That means incorrect in spelling bee, by the way.
Does it?
The ding?
So well, he gave me the correct bell.
Winner.
So yeah, that's what Todd Graham. Todd Graham's he's a dick. I hate Todd Graham.
Ding.
He loves wearing armbands. It's really embarrassing.
What a douche.
I just remember Todd Graham like a few years ago when they beat Notre Dame.
I couldn't
play
for an armband.
Kid had a pick six to like seal the win, and they celebrated a little bit, and Todd Graham's just on the sideline like cursing the guy out after essentially sealing the game. I hate
probably,
that guy.
It probably wasn't over, Dan.
No, it was. They were up by like 20. They were up by like 20 with like 3 minutes left.
I'm going to say that they're going 8-4.
Oh, that's bad. Okay. That's just wrong.
Okay, Dan. What do you think they're going to go?
ASU is like they're like a 4-8 team.
5-7. 5-7. Moving on to the other Arizona. University of Arizona.
In my opinion, the most attractive girls in the country go to Arizona.
Rich Rod.
Is that so?
Still coaching.
I have to disagree with you, but...
You don't know anything, though.
I do. I do know a little.
No.
And I think you have to admit that.
No.
I know more than most.
Mm. Solomon's still playing quarterback?
You're looking at a lot of Florida schools by saying Arizona has the hottest chicks in the country.
Whatever.
I'm going to say a solid 6-6 season for Arizona.
5-7.
I also say 6-6.
Moving on to Washington, because that's what the next school is we need to talk about. Think about it real hard for a second.
Pac-12 champs.
Beautiful campus, by the way. Absolutely beautiful.
We're in the playoff last year.
I've heard that about their campus.
Probably from me, because I've said it before on this podcast.
That it's beautiful.
It's in Seattle? Really is.
It's in Seattle,
lots
yeah.
of pines. I just made that up.
I don't think this. I don't think so. That's not pine country.
6-6 is what I'm going to say.
Well, that's stupid.
Oh, you're an idiot.
You're a buffoon.
Well, fuck it.
Washington's going to be 10-2.
12-0.
Oh.
12-0. Undefeated.
Good God. Washington State.
Do they still have Leach? Is he still there?
Yeah, Leach is still there.
God, that guy's trash.
Why are so many people trash?
He is. Oh, like Mike Leach isn't trash, Dan. Get in my face.
Mike Leach is great.
Yeah, but he's also trash.
He shoves people. I mean, he was just looking out for that guy.
Three and eight.
Texas Tech.
You can't lock players in closets, man. You
3-8.
Especially when it's Craig James' son.
He's doing it for his own good, man. He was concussed. He can't be in the light.
Exactly.
3-8.
I don't looking think that's out for protocol, though.
3-8?
And for that reason, I'm saying 3-8.
There's 12 games before like bowl games.
I'm saying 2-10.
And Pac-12 championships.
You 2-10.
They're not playing 11 games, Ross.
They're not even going to play one of their games. 3-8.
They're going to get lost on the way to the stadium.
3-8.
You have 2-10?
2-10, Dan.
No. They're
Dan, this is my opinion. It's based on nothing. Why don't you make your pick? What's your problem? Just go.
They're an 8-14.
Dan, you think you know so much fucking shit.
Utah.
Let's see.
Utah is a 7-5 team.
A lot of people are saying they're going to go 500 this year, so I'm saying 6-6.
A lot of people are saying it.
8-4.
Oh, here come
I'm gonna save this for last. I'm gonna save them for last. Oregon. The Oregon Ducks.
New coach Willie Taggart from USF.
Willie Taggart.
Can he turn it around? They had a bad season last year.
I really hate Oregon. I hate everything about Oregon.
8-4. Willie Taggart. That's all I got to say. Anybody else want to? You're supposed to put, say two numbers.
9-3.
Fuck. It's like dealing
I'm
with.
I'm thinking, you son of a bitch.
Nah, 9-3. They're going to be bad again. Let's go 5-7.
Oregon State. 4-8.
0-12 is my prediction.
I don't hate that.
They're not going to win a single game.
They stink. They're going to beat like a FCS team. But yeah, let's go like 2-10.
And then last but not least, our podcast favorite, fan favorite, company favorite, America's team, the Colorado Buffaloes.
It's really sad that last year we were riding them so hard and then they just completely let us down at the end and we just bailed on them.
It's still the only team I made money on.
I never bailed.
I bet on them every single game. Every game, the whole year.
Oh, Dan, you went to a game.
I went to the Pac-12 championship. Left at half.
Didn't go well for them?
Didn't go well.
Let's go Buffs, this year's our year. I'm going to say 7-5.
That's our year?
I'm just saying.
What against the spread, though?
7-5 sounds nice.
What are they going to be against the spread?
Against the spread, 9-3.
Against the spread, 0-12. We're not going to cover a single game.
Wow.
You're just going against them? You're all in against them?
They blew their load last season, man.
I think they're going to have a respectable season. 9-3 again.
Okay. That concludes our Pac-12 preview.
That was an electric segment.
The worst segment we've ever done on this show, ever.
I don't think it's bad. I think it plays.
It is. It's bad. Next week, we'll do the Big 12 preview. And then those will be the only two conferences we get in before the fucking season starts. Because that's how we do shit here. Because
then we'll have things to talk about.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, exciting things.
Jared here with the Inside TFM podcast, and the only people stupider than the three of us who host it are you idiots who aren't yet subscribed to us on iTunes.
Why haven't you done that already, you donkey brain buffoons? Like, don't you have time to kill at the gym, on the train, in your car, on the way to class? We have hours upon hours upon hours of mindless entertainment that really don't touch on anything in particular, but you're gonna enjoy it. I don't know why, but you somehow will.
It's proven that some people like it, so let's hope that you do too. Subscribe on iTunes.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do.
We do. We're Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, a Game of Thrones podcast for people who party like Tyrion and slay like Daenerys. We've got new episodes coming out every Monday during Season 7 to recap the most recent episode of Game of Thrones, and we have another episode coming out every Thursday during Season 7 that revolves around listener voicemails, talking about theories, and answering questions from everybody who listens.
The takes are so fire that some have called them wildfire takes.
Ooh, wildfire takes. I haven't heard that one.
That's what the people have been saying.
Oh, I better listen to the people more.
We're your go-to Game of Thrones podcast, Oysters, Clams, and Cockles. Subscribe on iTunes and enjoy this season with us. Welcome back to Backdoor Cover. You can support this podcast by checking out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We have a special discount code just for you, our sports fan listeners. Backdoor. One word is the discount code you type in at checkout to get 10% off your entire order. Backdoor. Anal. Go to manoutfitters.com/BDC to see pics from me, Dylan, and Dan, our favorite stuff on Man Outfitters, and buy some of it and look like us.
Spend your money.
And then send us pictures of you dressed in the clothes that we picked out using the code BACKDOOR to get 10% off.
We're really bringing it today.
ManOutfitters.com/BDC. Use the code BACKDOOR. 10% off. ManOutfitters.com. On to the big three. Steven Jackson was the player of the week.
Huge.
You know what's fucked up? Out of everything we've talked about today, this is the area that I am the most informed. The big three.
Yeah, that's
Are
sad.
You, though? Are you
we
watching
gotta,
it?
We got to get into the... I'm watching every game, Dan.
Every Monday?
Every game. Every game. Don't question me. We got to get into football season because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's killing. I'm dying over here.
Fucking A.
I can't wait for football.
Dan,
it can't come soon enough. You
can't come
saying?
Soon enough, man.
I feel like a weatherman in Antarctica. Like, it's going to be this. It's like, we
shit.
Get, this is shit.
It's going to be shit for the foreseeable future.
We need a real sport. Steven Jackson, player
of the
week.
Does Antarctica have an official weatherman? Like, someone who lives there, like, just for the weather?
Like, all seven people that
just
live there?
Just one guy.
Does anybody live there, really? Does it, like,
I don't
one
think
person?
There's like, a scientific research center, isn't there?
I don't think
that
there
they
is.
Just, it's like, kind of like the space program where they just rotate people
there's
in
like
and out.
There's like a brick and mortar structure there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brick and mortar. It's built on an ice shelf, and it's Area 52, the second alien plane crash.
Is it just ice down there? I mean, can you touch soil anywhere?
I don't think so.
Is there soil, or is it just a big block of ice?
The soil's frozen, solid. That's a scientific fact.
Man, I don't want to go there.
Listen, this is big. The final week of the regular season for the Big Three is in L.A. this Sunday. Man, you cannot miss this.
Allen Iverson's available, but will he show up? Probably not.
Probably not.
He's probably not.
Drinking. He might show up drunk. They're moving the game up to Sunday, these games, because it's such a big Sunday. It's such a big... What?
The games are always on Sunday.
I thought they were on Monday.
They air them on TV on Monday.
Tape delayed.
Oh, that's not confusing.
A lot of people are saying the Ghostbusters are going to take that playoff spot and just run with it.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that.
They're fighting and scratching with Three's Company and Tri-State for that final spot.
I'm all in on the Ghostbusters. Everybody knows that.
Trilogy's undefeated, 7-0.
Trilogy. Man, that's cool. That is neat. Now it's time for the Baseball Minute with Dan.
It's not, though, because nothing's really happening in baseball.
Something has to be happening.
Wow, that was 5 seconds.
All right, Aaron Judge has been sucking dick since the home run derby. He's now hitting like .297 for the entire season, which is the lowest he's hit since April. And I think he's like dropped like 40 points in the season with batting average.
He's slumping.
Altuve MVP.
Probably. And then CC Sabathia, who's still in the league.
What?
With the Yankees.
What?
Taken out last night after three innings with some knee inflammation. He is 9-5 on the season with a 4.01 ERA.
CC Sabathia is a New York Yankee still?
He's been in the league since 2001.
Yes.
And he's still pitching, still going.
Okay.
How old is he, though? I mean, there are pitchers who pitch
yeah,
in
they
their
go
upper 30s all the time.
He's Greg a big Maddux dude. Retired at 62.
I knew that, yeah. Nolan Ryan also, yeah. 62.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
Oh, wait, no. Dallas Keuchel sucks now. That's part of the baseball
Good.
Minute. Can we just use this as a segue to talk about the fickleness of sports fans? The most pathetic people on the face of the earth.
Us?
Yes.
No, sports fans, Dan.
Sports fans, in general.
The most pathetic people. So the Astros fans are bailing on the team, you're
saying?
Oh,
my God. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, inning to inning. I'll get text messages that are like, we're not even going to make the playoffs.
Is
We've
the
won
fucking
70 fucking plus games already.
Is the fucking Wolf one of them? Is he...
No, he's actually one of the more solid fans.
He's trying to keep everybody on board of the ship?
I think he just hates everybody on the ship with him. So he just tries to like hide below deck and
he's trying to throw people off the ship.
Maybe murder people in their sleep.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people just don't understand baseball. It's a long season. Like you
but
can't,
it's not just that. It's like
you can lose a few games.
The Astros
right.
are sliding. Keuchel's...
They've been very mediocre since the All-Star break. They're like 10-12 or something. And Keuchel has not had his good stuff. And that's... I just... It's like... People just love to overreact to sports shit. Like, just wait and see, man. Just wait a little longer. Give it some time. Don't freak the fuck out. Fickle.
Strolls will be fine.
Time for the backdoor cover hotline. 800-392-6344 is our hotline number. You can call us and ask us a question or give us a take, and we play the best calls every week on our show. 800-392-6344. Here's the first call from this week.
Hey, guys. This is Tommy from Philadelphia. I have the worst jerseys, so I ordered a Lou Marson Indians jersey. He was my favorite player when I was younger, even though it was absolutely horrible because he was the first player I saw get the silent treatment after hitting a home run. So for Christmas, my parents got me a Lou Marson jersey. That's pretty sweet. And I also got a Greg Dobbs Marlins jersey because the guy saw we had Philly stuff on, and Greg Dobbs called us over to the dugout to talk to us when we were down in Miami. So those are my two worst jerseys. Thank you, guys.
Man, I don't have no idea who either of those guys are, and I respect that about you.
Greg
I like a jersey that makes people say, who the fuck is that? A
lot of people out there with Greg Dobbs jerseys.
Like, if I saw you with either one of those jerseys on, I would assume it was a custom jersey, and that was your actual last name on the back of it.
Former Philadelphia Philly, great. Greg Dobbs.
I would assume it was like some Hall of Fame player that I've never heard of, some kind of throwback.
Lou Marson? Who the fuck is Lou Marson?
Cool.
No
name.
One knows who that is except for his like immediate family.
That's such a perfect baseball name.
Lou Marson's mom doesn't even own a Lou Marson jersey.
Marson. All right, next call.
What's going on, man? All this gorilla polar bear talk has me thinking, what dog breed would win in a dog fight? Obviously, pit bull excluded. This is your standard arena. You know, 1 acre, fenced in, chain link, not white picket. There's a small stream on the left side of the property. Ed, just let me know what you think. Since I took pit bull out of the equation, I guess I got another question for you. Same arena. How many pit bulls do you think you could fight simultaneously without getting mauled to death?
None.
I look forward to hearing your answers. Thank you.
I don't have.
What's the most fierce fighting dog breed aside from a pit bull?
Rottweiler.
I'm not going to fight two dogs. I'm not going to participate.
I think
in this.
The answer is Rottweiler.
I love dogs too much.
That's why I pose a question as I did. Which is the most fiercest fighting dog aside from a pit bull?
Rottweiler's definitely up there.
It's up there for sure.
But could a Rottweiler take down like an English Mastiff? I don't know.
Have you seen like a Cane Corso?
I have not. It sounds like an English treat.
Just from a physical stature and appearance, it is the most badass looking dog there is, a Cane Corso. Micah, can you pull one up for these guys? Okay. They're awesome.
How many pit bulls do you think you can take?
None.
Two.
You think you could take two pit bulls without being mauled to death?
Remember, I'm on record saying I can take down a wolf.
That is idiotic.
Oh, look at this dog, dude.
Oh yeah,
what
I've
a badass!
Fuckers, they're a little pit bull esque. This might not count as like.
I think they're like
they're probably
nice
related
dogs though.
They're probably related to pit bulls.
Look at that! That's a dog.
That's a scary looking motherfucker right
there.
Yeah,
that's a good friend. Yeah, that's great a good. Friend. That's a good looking animal right there.
Penis esque tail, which I like about dogs.
Man, pit bulls, they scare me.
I can one pit bull max.
Yeah.
For any normal human being.
Man, that's
just not fighting the pit bull.
Well, no, you don't want to.
I'm getting mauled to death.
More than one, and it's over.
Keep
you're
in
done.
Mind, you know they're not big dogs. They're like they max out at like
dude,
45 pounds.
Very strong.
Not max out, but like that's like a normal size
that
for a
PSI.
Pit bull.
Yeah, you don't.
No, they're little. They're nasty little fuckers.
You don't have the stones.
They scare. I don't trust them, man.
You don't trust them.
I don't want to be in the same room with a pit bull.
No, every pit bull is like every pit bull I've come across in all walks of life is usually like the sweetest dog.
Yeah, you spend 5 minutes with them.
Go adopt a pit bull from your local animal shelter.
Our fraternity dog was a pit bull. Champ.
Why is
Shout
there a stream
him.
In the top left corner of the property?
Because you can use that. Some dogs swim, for
you
example.
You can drown them. You can drown the
I
pit
mean,
bull.
He didn't say anything about width of the stream, depth of the stream. That just seemed like a strange bit of information to include. Where is this property? What kind of climate are we talking about? There's a lot of things that come into play here. Why are we still talking about polar bears versus fucking
because it grabbed
gorillas.
The nation. It grabbed the nation, and people are talking.
It took the nation by storm.
Like if we're like you brought it up though, if we're in like an icy environment, maybe huskies do better.
Right. I don't know. It's important.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me that the two most important issues in America right now are a possible nuclear war with North Korea.
Let's talk about that.
Colin Kaepernick, and then gorillas versus polar bears.
Yeah.
Those are the three issues that are been trending on Twitter for like now, what, 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Could we send in polar bears to take out Oon and prevent?
I don't think that's
nuclear. There's not enough of them.
Nuclear war?
There's like six left.
I don't think you can sick polar bears on people.
You can't. And, yeah, they're not trained for that kind of combat.
I think there's a pro. We got to get a program started.
Like, set it inside the room with him, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Like, I'm just picturing a polar bear parachuting into North Korea and just getting lit up by like AK-47s way before he ever lands.
Just a bloody corpse drops to the ground.
He's just shredded by the time he hits the ground. Oh, fuck. Okay. Next phone call.
This is Stuart from the Florida area for the Backdoor Cover podcast. Billy, man, last podcast, talking about wanting sports or animal calls, and a lot of big talk coming from someone who, you know, doesn't follow through on the Dangerous Animal Week columns. So,
oh, shit.
The fuck's that about, man? I mean, we're talking about gorillas and polar bears and shit like that. Where's that Dangerous Animal of the Week column? I'm just saying.
Damn, Bill.
Now we got people calling in, questioning my doing my job.
Officially been put on blast.
This is ridiculous.
You discontinue the series.
Well, I haven't discontinued the series. It just took, I'm on a break.
Have you done humans
shows
yet?
Shows take breaks.
No, don't talk about it.
It's not about humans.
Actually, Dan, you don't know what you're talking about.
Postgradproblems.com, if you want to read about some dangerous animals. There's a series called Dangerous Animal of the Week.
Dan, we're animals too, and we're very dangerous people.
We're the most dangerous game. One could argue the most dangerous game.
Thank you very much. You just
this is our last hotline call for the week.
Hey, I'm in the business of making money, so I need the fucking wolf to call in and let me know who I need to bet on for preseason football. All right.
Is this guy at the club? What's he doing?
He's in the mall.
Is he popping bottles right now?
He's just blowing bills.
He sounded like he was in the mall.
By the way, shouts to the last guy for saying the Florida area.
Yeah, shout out to the Florida area. All right, the fucking wolf has been summoned. That was like the Batman symbol in the sky for the fucking wolf. This guy's in the business of making money, and he needs picks from the fucking wolf. NFL preseason picks, to be specific.
The business of making money.
Gambling on NFL preseason games is...
reckless.
Is like the I think it's you know what I think it's the
it's reckless.
I think it's the first sign that you started to slip down the degenerate slope, because it's like I remember when I started betting on football games and I was like, man, this is really fun. And then one year I was like, nah, I can't wait till the regular season. I have to bet on these preseason games, even though I know how stupid and, like you said, reckless it is. It was like the first red flag that I might have a gambling problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the thing I'm just most looking forward to about this football season is communicating with my bookie again. I miss the guy. I've had this hole in my life that he fills. And I think I might owe him money still, too, which I'm not looking forward to.
Oh, you would know. I think he'd reach out.
No, I mean, we have a really close-knit relationship where...
he's understanding. You can be a few weeks late.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'll have an outstanding bill that I have to wait on because he has all my other money, you
but
know?
You're good for it.
I'm good for it. He knows I'm good for it. I just got to sell some stuff. Just move a few things around. Make some financial changes. Sell some shoes. You know how it
is.
Yeah,
you all should hit up Man Outfitters to help Billy get out of this gambling debt.
Ross, what happened to your ring?
I'm still wearing my ring. It's just different. It's from a Cracker Jack box. It's not the one that my wife bought me. Shouts to polar bears.
Shouts to everyone in the Florida area.
Shouts to the Florida area. A wonderful, lovely place. It's been too long since I've been in the Florida area.
Right. So Florida and the surrounding regions.
The areas.
Yeah.
Shouts to Antarctica and the weatherman down there that's holding it down for the rest of us who need to know what the weather is like in Antarctica.
Cold.
More specifics.
Antarctica's... Micah just asked where Antarctica is.
He said it's the South Pole. Up or down.
It's the South Pole.
Well, it depends where you are.
It's the biggest continent.
No, it doesn't.
In the world.
It's always going to be south. We're just a bunch of idiots.
Next week on Backdoor Cover, tune in for more geography. That's what we're gonna start to skew towards in these last couple weeks before football season really kicks off. We're full, you know, full blast on animals now, but we're also gonna start getting into geography, and we're gonna start with the southeast region of the United States because Florida.
We should talk about space sometimes and like if it ends and what the end looks like and all that stuff.
But
we should get high first.
What do we know more about, space or the ocean?
Probably the ocean, since it's right here.
I don't think so.
I know more about the ocean.
We know shit about the ocean.
I still don't know if I believe in outer space.
I don't believe in the ocean.
You don't believe outer space exists.
You don't believe in the ocean.
Dan, have you been there? Then how do you know? Have you been there?
Blind faith.
It's called faith. Have a little of it. Thank you for joining us here on Backdoor Cover for sports, geography, animals. What else did we talk about? That's it.
Conferences.
Josh Rosen.
Maybe next week we'll get into Capitals.
Josh Rosen really stole the show this week. That was riveting takes on Josh Rosen.
I'll tell you what, though. If Josh Rosen didn't say that shit, we would have nothing to talk about college football. I mean, it's...
Thank you, Josh Rosen.
Thank you for giving us a five-minute segment.
Thanks for that quote. Also, thank you for those who stuck around through our Pac-12 segment. I know that was hard. We really appreciate it.
We love you.
Go sports.
Bye.